Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And we're
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
So let's do this. Take two.
Take two.
Adam, do the intro. It's not as fun this time.
Well, I was not surprised by it. I was a little taken aback last time. But this is Foul Monkeys. This is Adam.
And this is Ricky.
This is show number 712.
And where do we record from?
We record from Chicago, the Rogers Park neighborhood.
You're doing really good with your peas, too.
Thank you. I am trying. I'm focusing a little bit more.
I saw you looking at the dollars over there. Do you know the story behind the dollars?
Oh, I don't. No.
Those are all dollars that Ivy has found.
Oh.
Like in the snow, on the street. So every time she finds money, she finds dollar bills, we hang them up.
Oh, it's like her little piggy bank.
Right.
That's cute.
And we borrow it to make change sometimes.
I'm sure she doesn't mind.
She found a cell phone one time.
No
she
kidding.
Finds a lot of shit.
That's crazy.
We found a cell phone and we got it back to the owner,
aww,
who was, I believe, a prostitute, and her pimp was the one that was picking it up.
Oh.
It was very interesting.
That's pretty interesting, yeah. I thought...
We were kind of nervous.
Well, we are, as we said, in the Rogers Park neighborhood.
Right.
I once took, the very first time I ever took like an Uber pool was from Rogers Park, and I'm pretty sure that I was presented with a prostitute in the back seat. Like, it was like, this is like Sonia.
Mm-hmm.
She's also riding with you,
Sonia,
in case you're interested in going the same place, maybe. I don't know. And I was like, no, I'm okay.
Right.
You are barking up the wrong tree.
Maybe if it was sunny, it would be different.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
That would be interesting to have a service where a prostitute just pulls up and you pull out, go with them.
I'm not trying to steal. Somebody I used to work with said that they were going to start one. They called it Shuttlefuck. Which I think is a great title. So that's trademarked by a former employee that I used to work with. So
Shuttlefuck.
Shuttlefuck. Don't steal it.
Take it. let's see. What do we have going on? Let me open up this document.
The Google Doc.
And what are we going to talk about? Oh my God.
Yes.
You have Netflix, right?
Yes.
I watched a documentary about men that dress up like dolls.
Yes.
Oh my God. I was fascinated and feared for my life all at one time.
I haven't watched it. What is it called?
It is crazy. It's, I'm reading, this article is about it because I had to do research. So I was never seen this before. So I have to research this. I think it's called The Secret World of Men Who Dress Like Dolls.
Well, that's does what it says on the tin, I guess.
Yeah. So did you even, have you seen any of the pictures or anything?
I've seen some, yes, I've seen the pictures. Yeah, no. No, I know.
Like,
yeah.
Okay, so, all right, if you're not in the know, like I am, go first, look for the documentary, and you must watch it. It's so fucking scary, but so interesting at the same time. Like, the picture I just showed you is of a 71-year-old man.
Oh, really?
And the reason he dresses up as a doll is because he knows he can't get women that are portrayed at that age. So he dresses up and finds himself as the woman that he wants to, like, fuck. And, like, the doll parts... The company that makes the doll parts is in Florida.
Well,
go figure, right?
Right.
They used to be a cabinet makers, and then they're like, oh, let's just make doll parts. It's called Femaskin is what it's called.
Okay, yeah, no, I've heard of that.
They have, like, vaginas. They have, like, things that go in your butt, so, like, someone can, like, fuck you, but they're not, like, in your butt. They're, like, in the little cylinder
thing.
It's, like, crazy. But it is so scary. And they have, like, an expo of where they, like, go together at a hotel. They show this. And then they start going out in public and all this stuff. I mean...
What would you do if you saw one in public?
I don't know. I don't think I would say anything. I would just be very, like, inquisitive and, like, is that a real person? Or I'm sorry, I know it's July, but is it October 31st? Did I like pass out or
the
something?
The faces are the worst part for me. Like, I don't care if you want to put a fake vagina on.
Right.
But
the face, yeah, because the eyes don't move. The mouth, it's like taking one of the plastic masks from when we were kids.
Yeah.
And like the little strap behind. Mm. And then it's just sticking it on your face and then talking through the holes.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's, there were two that are straight males that are married to females, but when they dress up at as dolls, they're lesbians and they hold hands and they make out and like, but they don't really make out and their mouths don't touch because the masks like prevent them from
doing that. So it's, is this, I guess, I mean, like, I'm all for like gender exploration and I think that that's really interesting. If you want to explore like your femininity through dressing as a doll, I think that's kind of cool and fascinating. But I mean, you do you. I mean, I know people who like, I have, friends who are furries and,
sorry about that. Well, apparently furries use this app. That's a messaging app that's well known for the furries.
Yeah.
But I was reading an article about it, about security, and I was like, oh, well, let me download it and, you know, see what it's about. Well, I guess it scrolls like your numbers to see who's who. And a person messaged me and they said, oh, I didn't know you were a furry. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And he told me, it was like, oh, well, this is what the furry community uses to message each other. So it's private. And, you know, and I was like, I had no idea. But I mean, the person that messaged me, I kind of already knew that.
Right.
But I was like, oh, okay, that's weird. I mean, not what he's doing is weird. Right. It's just that I downloaded this app that's like for security. And then it's like, you're a furry. So
do you remember the furry convention here that had the chlorine bomb scare?
Like, I don't think so. 2 years ago?
Oh my God. So I have a friend who's a furry, who is incredibly talented and has been interviewed.
Should we explain what a furry is to maybe some straight people that are listening? Because some people don't know.
Yeah, I guess.
You can go ahead.
So it's somebody who dresses up in a fur suit and goes out in public, and they have like a fur persona, a fursona, if you will. I don't know a whole lot of the details. Some of it I know is sexualized, and some of it isn't.
It's like Comic-Con, like whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
And like the friend that I have has, I believe, a male persona of a fox, but also like cross-dresses a little bit and wears like skirts and stuff, which I think is really, really cool. And they go to conventions. One of the largest conventions is in Pittsburgh. One of them is here. And from what I understand, there was a little bit of like warring furry factions.
Oh.
Yeah. And like people were like jealous of some of the other furries, or like maybe there was like a scorned lover or something. And somebody like made
scorned lover.
Right. And somebody made like a homemade chlorine bomb like 2 years ago. This was like out by Rosemont, and they had to evacuate all the furries. And one of my friends was there, and I was going to like go have lunch, but it was like a big like scare, because like a chlorine bomb can like fuck you up. But yeah, I guess don't fuck with the wrong furry. It's, I find it really, I find it really interesting, and I would,
I saw documentaries on it.
It's super expensive. Like it's like not a hobby. It's like a lifestyle.
It's kind of creative too.
Yeah. And I think it's really cool that you can like create this like person who's not you. It's like having an online avatar, but in real life. And I find that fascinating. And if I, like, I've done like costume work as far as like, I've been a, like a mascot at amusement parks. I've been Garfield. I've been a Care Bear. I was this like rhinoceros with a paintbrush once, which was, I don't really know what that was about.
Wait, did you hold it in your hand or was it on your
no
horn?
It was like I was like a rhino, like a painter rhinoceros, and I had this giant paintbrush that I had to hold.
That's weird.
So the amusement park where I worked would do this thing called like a fall fantasy parade. And that was a bad pee on my
head. That was very bad.
I'm sorry. Fall Fantasy Parade. Was that bad?
Got it. Okay. That was so good.
I'm trying. I'm focusing.
You're getting there.
And it was like, I think it was like months of the year or something. And like Santa Claus was always at the end of it. And it was like in August, September or whatever, like when we were closing for the season. And I always enjoyed being part of the parade. God damn it. I did it again.
The parade.
The raid. But they would have you like dress up and be on floats and stuff, mm-hmm. and or you would like walk and be a character or whatever. And they just had some weird shit sometimes. And there was a rhinoceros and like I don't know if it was like a pig or something were on this float with like, paintbrushes. It was bizarre. But like my favorite, I really enjoyed being that. I was Sunshine Bear, I believe.
Oh, from Care Bears.
From Care Bears, that one was fun. But that shit is hot. Those costumes are crazy.
There's like
hot.
No fans or anything in them either,
they,
right?
Like really nice ones have fans or like air conditioning or whatever. Like I want to say the Garfield one did, but I didn't have to put it on. Like when I was Garfield, I was on like a trolley car, and mm-hmm. so like I didn't have to wear like the bottom half or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. No, they're like super super.
Do you get like hazard pay just in case you get like a heat stroke or something?
I don't. Working at an amusement park when you're a teenager, I was like,
it's not heaven.
No. And I worked there like in the late 90s. And so like what was minimum wage was like $5.
Right.
And they paid you like minimum wage. And I don't even think they had to pay you minimum wage because it was seasonal.
Mm-hmm.
So I made next to goddamn nothing, and I worked like 16 hours a day. It was awful. Like I had no idea, and it was legit terrible. And so they had this bonus structure where they would pay you a quarter for every hour you worked before the 4th of July. So if you worked, well, okay. So like they didn't pay you the bonus until after the 4th of July,
right.
But like if you made it through that far in the season, they would then cut you like a bonus check that was a quarter for every hour you worked. But then they would try to get rid of your ass before the 4th of July so that you didn't have to pay you.
Oh, that's rude.
Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. some Walmart shit right there.
It was some Walmart shit. That was shady as fuck.
Did you make it past July?
I made it past July. I worked there for like 6 years.
And you're like, keep writing my $4
right,
check.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. I know that's right.
I guess they probably have high turnover there, right?
Yeah, I would imagine. Like teenagers are flakes. So
I also like when we go to amusement parks, there's teenagers controlling the rides. And I'm just like, why is this? Why are we doing this?
Right.
Because we're probably going to die.
Well,
millennials in quotations, not right. Everyone's the same because everyone's a snowflake, you know. Some of them may just forget that you're there and just
right.
like, oh, constant
right.
loop on the battle axe or whatever, you know.
Yeah. Well, I never worked at rides because I don't want to take somebody's life in my hands.
Right.
And they just had to work harder. So I worked in games and retail. For like four and a half years or so. And then they, the last
promoted
year.
Promoted you?
No, like the last year after, like now this shit would not stand, but I definitely got, gay bashed a little bit. And mm-hmm. also like the management was like not super pro gay. And mm-hmm. I got moved to an arcade in the back of the park with several other homosexual employees.
So you all were getting it on when no one was there.
No. Oh God. Well, maybe. Maybe something happened in a stockroom once mm-hmm. or twice. Anyway, no, and it was the name of the arcade was the Palladium.
Oh.
And everybody called it the Gadium because we all worked there. It was fucked up. No, I had to go off on a security guard once.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was bad. Yeah. She was like, oh, these faggots are in the
she did not.
The cafeteria the one time this fat blonde security guard woman was like, oh, the faggots are in the cafeteria again. And I was like, which faggots? These faggots right here? These faggots? You calling me a faggot? And she shut up real quick. And then she got like time off without pay.
Oh. Ooh.
Right.
She was probably like, yes, finally.
Whatever. She didn't get paid for it. And she got moved, like she wasn't allowed to talk to us or whatever. But that's the way shit used to be.
Right. And it, sometimes it still is,
yeah.
But people stand up and like, no, ma'am. That ain't going to happen.
Mm-mm.
Not up in her.
No.
So I'm glad we got through all that because we're talking about masking and dolls.
Yes. Oh, my God.
You guys, you should take a watch. It's a little creepy, but it's interesting. And then we watched another one that was called, it's from the UK.
Mm-hmm.
I think this one was too from the UK. This one was about transgender children and a transgender girl and a transgender boy and mm-hmm. how their family is adjusting to it. And that was really interesting because, you know, I think we're all kind of like, how does this work sometimes? You know, I mean, we know the basics,
right.
but we don't know what happens like when a child goes through it.
Yeah.
I think most of us, we see it when adults have grown and they've started the process.
Right.
But well, now they're saying that children actually do know.
Right.
When they're like 5 or 6, and that's why they're defying what you're trying to make them to do.
And also, isn't it considered better to transition earlier because then you're not fighting against your identity?
Right. And that was the one thing of the transgender girl. She didn't want to go to school as a girl because everyone knew her there as a boy. So she said, I'm not doing it until I go to a new school and no one knows me.
That's interesting. So, yeah.
But her parents, they kind of felt bad because mm-hmm. they were like, they projected their fear onto her.
Yeah.
And so that's why she kind of feels the way that she feels. But they're like her parents were like, you know, like scuffed up, you know, they weren't like rich or anything. They were right, just middle class people.
Right.
And the dad's like a steel worker or whatever, right. And he's like, oh yeah, she's a girl today. And then when she goes to school, it'll be a he. And it's interesting. So you should check it.
I will. I'm bad at documentaries, like a little bit. And I'm also bad at I don't really read nonfiction.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I'm just bad at like
I'm the real world. I'm the opposite. Like, yeah, I can't do fantasy books because first I can't remember everybody's names and where they live and what their thing is.
Right.
And then I'm just kind of, it's hard for me to imagine the things that they're saying. Like Hunger Games was pretty easy because it's kind of like, well, it's humans and it's kind of could happen.
Like written for children kind of as well. So
yeah, but it's really good.
I read the first one.
George got me into those books.
Well, George has the first one and I think he has the other two on his Kindle. Mm-hmm. So I would have to like borrow his Kindle, I guess. But like, no, the first one was pretty good. And I don't think I've seen the movies. Maybe I've seen the first one. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
George,
the movie's a lot different than the books. The books are better.
George really hates Jennifer Lawrence.
What?
Yeah.
He hates her more than Christina Aguilera.
I don't know. That's a tough call. He really hates Christina Aguilera, though.
Why does he hate Jennifer Lawrence? She's kind of like a normal person.
I think he was just overexposed a little bit. And I think he had a very specific idea of like Katniss.
Right.
And she did not fit Katniss. So like he was very upset about that.
Well, one of the things in the book is Katniss is not supposed to be this pretty girl. Right, she's supposed to be homely, kind of attractive, but a regular person.
Right.
So, and we all know Jennifer Lawrence is really pretty.
Yeah, she's gorgeous.
So,
I think like speaking as like,
I think
like
she's cool.
From acting, like she's an incredible actress. Like, mm-hmm. and she's really, I like that she can differentiate all of the, because she is overexposed, to be perfectly honest. Like, she's in a ton of shit all mm-hmm. of the time. Like, and she's in all of these huge movies.
She's done like 22 movies, and she started when she was 14.
Yeah, she's like insanely like prolific as mm-hmm. an actress. But she does a really amazing job of differentiating like each of her characters, which is not like, you can be kind of samey. Like, who's like a samey actress that does like the same thing in every movie? I'm trying to think.
Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, that's pretty true. Yeah. Jennifer Aniston, though, I will say, has amazing comedic timing.
You know what? She did a really good movie that was kind of
The Good
scary.
Girl? Oh, did you see The Good Girl with, like, was it, like, Jake Gyllenhaal, like, back, like, maybe early 2000s? And she plays, like, somebody that works in, like, kind of like a Walmart.
Yeah, I saw that. That
was
a good movie.
She was great in that. She was great in that.
This one, she was, like, a murderer or something in a hotel. She was setting someone up, but she was, like, Ooh. Really fucking good in it. I was like, oh. You thought that she was going to be this funny person because
Jennifer
the previews
Aniston.
Are like, oh, it's funny, you know? And then it's like, when you go see a movie, you're like, what?
She murdering people? What is this?
All up in that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Who else is kind of samey? Ooh, Eva Mendes is gorgeous, but also kind of like, she plays like the same person in every movie.
You know who else is good that does separate characters is Emma Stone.
Emma Stone
she
is
does
good.
Really
she is
good
charming.
Separate.
Oh, you know what we can talk about, though? I saw, like, the first half of La La Land.
I have no
desire to see
desire
it.
To see it.
Don't. It's a waste of time. Like, it literally, like, Emma
it
Stone
pretty.
Is, it's gorgeous. It's, like, really pretty to look at, and Emma Stone is charming, but, like, literally, like, nothing happens in the first, like, hour and a half, and I was like, are we going somewhere with this? Like,
is it Napoleon Dynamite?
They, like, it's, like, an hour and a half of them, like, a meet cute situation, like where mm-hmm. it's like, oh, look at them, they're like attracted and they're gonna decide to date, and like, and it's, I don't know, it's just, it's boring as shit. And also, I do not find Ryan Gosling that attractive, number one, and number two, his character is not charming.
He's cute in the not attractive but kind of like, I'm a nice person and
yeah,
I'm chill and we can be cool.
That was him in The Notebook, right?
Yes.
Okay. So like, I don't like, okay, so George That's loves like movie. Romantic comedies. Mm-hmm. The Notebook is sad as fuck.
That's not even a comedy.
No, it's not a romantic comedy. Well, like George likes like romantic movies.
Right.
He does. He likes, you know, like
A Walk to Remember.
Yeah. Shit like that. Like, and I cannot get down with that. Like, I'm not
Mandy Moore.
I love Mandy Moore though. Like, let me like preface this. Like, okay. I don't like romantic movies and shit like that. Like, but I do love Mandy Moore.
I liked her. Well, she's in Saved, right?
She's great and yeah. Saved. I don't want to watch This Is Us, which is that like weepy ass show that's on TV, like, show? NBC.
Yeah, or something. People are, about like every people time are, people are saying, I'm crying.
Yeah. People Ooh. Are like, oh my God, all the feels. And I'm like, ah, I don't need to feel. I feel enough you, things. I don't need my entertainment to make me
you
feel
know what
things.
Show gave me the feels more what? Than I thought it would? Was Parenthood.
Oh, I didn't watch that shit.
That
either.
Is a good movie or a good show.
What's a good movie, but, too?
Wait. Is that what the name of the movie's called? Or the TV show is
yeah,
Parenthood?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So there's Parenthood, the movie with like Steve Martin.
Right.
And then the TV show is based on the movie. I think. Kind of.
I don't
Not
remember.
Not the same characters. But like okay. kind of the same premise, maybe.
But the guy that's in it, who is also in 6 Feet Under, the older brother, he is so yes. hot to me. Like, I have always found him attractive.
Why can't I remember? Nate something?
Yeah. No. Was his name Nate in 6 Feet Under?
I don't know. I've seen a little bit of 6 Feet Under. Mm. I'm bad with pop culture.
That reminds me.
A little bit.
Last night. Oh, wait. You were going to go into romantic comedies, George.
Oh, I don't even remember where I was going to go with that.
You like Mandy Moore.
I do was love Mandy any, Moore. I don't think so. I don't think so. Just don't see La La Land if oh, you okay. haven't already.
A person that lives here and I were at Starbucks last night doing rules for the condo association. Okay. And there was a couple next to us on their first date.
Aw.
Gross. They were talking about TV shows they liked.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I can say this out loud. They both said,
yes,
I've never seen an episode of Friends.
Oh.
And I've never seen an episode of Seinfeld.
Oh.
I looked at the person that was next to me. I was like, did you just fucking hear that? And she's like, I know. Because the person that was with me is like my age.
Right.
So we were just like, oh my God.
How
like,
can
how you not see that?
I understand. Like, so an actress that I'm working with now mentioned that she was born in 1992. Oh, and yeah, no, exactly.
I was in 10th grade, I think.
I remember 1992. I was not in 10th grade. I was still in elementary school, but still.
Okay. You know what, bragger? We got
I'm on the wrong side of 30. It's fine. But no, people who are like born in 1992 and like later don't like, what are you like 6 years old watching Friends?
Right.
Like, no. But it's, I mean, it happens, but like Friends and Seinfeld are like syndicated so much now mm-hmm. that you would think you would run across it. And Friends is still like a cultural touchstone.
Mm-hmm.
Seinfeld, I found like, I watched an episode recently and I was like, this is like vaguely misogynistic and a little racist.
Right.
So I was like, this is weird. But, and Friends is even like slightly weird and like maybe a little racist sometimes too.
But like during that time frame, they didn't mention it, but you, does that mean they've never seen like Will and Grace?
Mm.
Like any, in, you know, any shows that were kind of in that time period, does that mean they never watched them because they either weren't old enough and they've never seen it in reruns or?
I guess. I mean, like, I know people who don't know, like, what a cassette player is and all of that shit, so.
My brother didn't know what a record was when he was born. He's like, is that a Frisbee? You know?
Some goddamn nonsense.
And he's, what? My brother's 26, I think, now. So, I mean.
Well, I mean, no, I guess that's true.
Okay, so we have a phone call. We're 25 minutes. How do we do? How do we come up
we
with that much to talk
so
about?
So much to talk about.
So crazy. I just want to check the document really quick to see if there was anything. The dolls, first date conversation. Also, I've come to realize that people that work at Starbucks fucking hate their jobs.
Really?
Like, at this, the one in Evanston, downtown
yeah.
Evanston. You ask for water and they basically like slam it down on you and they're like, oh, here's your water. Like, okay, calm down. I bought a coffee, so
I heard that they have really good benefits and stuff, though. So
well, they do, but they probably just don't like the people they have to deal with. I mean,
I guess Evanston is bougie as fuck, though.
Could you imagine a white girl? I want a tall caramel frappuccino with no foam, extra caramel,
half calf, half soy, shit like that. Yeah,
and could you microwave it? It's a frozen drink. Yeah, could you microwave it? You know, just stupid shit, I'm sure they get all day.
Yeah.
So, all right, so this might be a little loud, so you might want to like maybe adjust your headphones.
Yeah, okay.
Because I know the beginning of it, it's kind of windy.
Oh, so. All right. Okay.
Here we go.
Here we go. Oh, shit.
Coughing.
Fuck. This number is so dusty. I haven't called it in a long, long time. Actually, I had to go find it underneath my bed between all the dust bunnies because that is where I filed it. More or less like that one would say. I unsubscribed. So here I am, boys. When I heard Adam...
Wait, before we finish this.
Yes.
You have not listened to Big Fatty yet, right?
Not yet, no.
Okay, so do you have a podcast app on your phone?
Yes.
Type in Big Fatty Online.
Okay.
And right now, and download a couple episodes.
Okay.
And listen, and we'll talk about it on the next show.
Okay.
Okay.
It's taking over. And that's the lovely lady from the station who's going to say. She's got such a pretty voice. My train is about to arrive, but like I was saying, I'm so happy Adam has joined because we all know he's sexy as fuck. We have, after all, seen him in his underwear. Oh no, that was not underwear. It was swimwear. In the pool. And that voice is to die for. So, Ginger Bear, congratulations for making an upgrade. Very proud of you. Yeah, just wanted to say hello. I've enjoyed the first couple of shows. Definitely signed up again. I even uncovered my Fall Monkey tattoo because, you know, now that I'm secretly in love with you again, I can actually show it. Like, I mean it. So, patch your weaves. The third ginger is back. Enjoy your next show. Say hi to the husbands and to my princess and her death sister. I love them to bits. Hope to hear from you soon. I'm planning on going to Chicago in February if it all works out, but you know my schedules, you know. It's like, you know, Donald Trump's hair. It never works. So enjoy your lovely weekend and I'll stay in touch. Bye.
I'm wondering where his Foul Monkey's tattoo is because I've pretty much seen his whole body, like, except for like the midsection. So like where the bathing suit area, you know, as we say. So I wonder exactly where that is, but thank you for calling, Henrik. Yeah,
thank you, Henrik. And if you want to send a picture of your tattoo, you can send it to foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Right. Cause what do we accept at our email address?
Dick pics.
Mm-hmm.
and marriage proposals.
So yeah, we'll see him in February, and he may be on the show with us.
That would be lovely.
We need to get a third microphone. The one we have isn't professional enough. It's kind of like janky, and you have to hold it, and no one likes to hold the microphone.
No.
Except for if you're a star, right?
Well.
So maybe I should be holding the microphone.
Maybe you should. I don't know. I want like a Janet Jackson microphone, like a headset microphone.
So people hear you say,
yes.
And you can do dance moves while you're doing the show.
That's the point.
And then people can't see that you're lip syncing.
Ooh, shade. That's Britney. Janet sings live sometimes.
Okay. She sings live when she's standing still.
Right. Well, honestly, she's going to get out of breath.
Well, that, right? I mean, it's obvious.
Right, right.
But don't, I hate when people say, no, she's totally singing. But she just did three somersaults.
Right, exactly.
And you did not hear her moan or like, or right. not just her in general, anybody. Person.
No, that's true. That's true. That's fair. So. Well, I have a,
as you look away, that's fair.
I have a real, I have a podcast mic as well, but it's probably,
it's not USB though, great. Right?
I don't know. Maybe
it doesn't plug into here.
No, I think it does plug into there. I think it does. Maybe I'll bring it next time.
Yeah, bring it.
We'll see. We'll experiment.
Yeah. If not, we can just probably get one of these or something.
Right.
Let's see. Is there anything else you want to talk about?
We're
at 30 minutes, but okay. I mean, we could talk a little extra if.
I don't really have anything on my mind, I guess, so to speak.
Oh, Uber. The whole backlash with this. Have you seen it?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's, I haven't. This is going to be way old for other people. Right. But.
Well, what do okay. we do? So here's the thing. So like I have Uber and I have Lyft, mm-hmm. and I understand that Lyft treats their drivers a little bit better. But I also was in an Uber last week where the lady was like, Uber pays better. They get better bonuses. Like, I don't really give a shit.
Mm-hmm.
And also like my Uber is linked to a credit card that gives me a free ride, like once every like 9 rides or something.
Uh-huh.
Which is really nice. Like, I like that, but I also have morals.
Right.
Like, and I feel like my morals are better than a free ride, probably, like my like integrity or whatever.
Yeah, I saw that. Well, basically, what has happened is all the major airports, a lot of protesters were there.
Yes.
But in New York City, the cab driver's like, oh, really? A fucking Muslim ban? How about we just don't fucking work? So none of them worked.
Mm-hmm.
So no one was going to the airport. But right. Uber tweeted, oh, make sure you catch your Uber while, you know, the taxi drivers aren't working.
Oh, so I thought you were talking about, like, the head of Uber.
That, too.
Yeah.
But, you know, he already said that he's going to work with Trump.
Right,
but
right,
then this happened, and people were like, oh, no.
They're just digging their own damn grave.
So now, like, people are deleting their Uber accounts.
Yeah.
I only used Uber once, and it was for half a block. So I can't really, you know, I deleted it's the true. Account. I never yeah. used it. But, you know, and then somebody said, oh, but they made a statement. The statement was, you made the wrong one the first time.
Right. Yeah.
So now that you're saying we'll give 3 months pay to the people that are stuck for 90 days and they can't come to the United uh-huh. States. No, that doesn't make up. And then Lyft was like, well, I kind of think Lyft took advantage of the situation.
Oh, they totally did. Yeah.
So they're like, oh, we're donating $1 million to the ACLU to help
right,
people.
Which is good.
Right.
I couldn't go to any of the protests at the airport because we got a new dog.
Right.
And it was like his second night. So mm-hmm. obviously we're not going to just be like, bye.
Right.
Hang out. And also because we now have 2 dogs.
Right.
So, and they're like reverse engineering the gate that we have between them right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like they'll like sniff around the border in opposite directions and then like push on it with their paws and like figure out what to, and I'm like, you two are not working together on this. Like, stop it. But I donated to the ACLU mm-hmm. last night, because of that. And, I donate fairly regularly mm-hmm. to, usually LGBT and dog causes, because right. those are the things that matter most to me. I'm not gonna lie, it's selfish. But I do think it is important to, like, you know, make your dollar count or whatever. So I'm probably gonna delete my Uber app. I haven't yet.
You can't just delete the app.
You have to delete your account. I know. But,
and I'm all about them correcting the mistake,
right?
But instead of saying they didn't apologize for
what they did.
And the CEO of the company should not have said, we're going to work with Trump. And when you know that 54% of the people in the United States right. don't fucking want that shit.
Right. You're running a company. You right. got to think these things through, boo. Mm-mm.
Keep some discretion with your business right, opportunities.
Right, exactly.
You know?
Well, George called me evil because... Well, he was like,
Adam.
Well, he was like, it's going to be like that time that I kept eating that Chick-fil-A. He's like, people said I was evil, but I said, that's good chicken.
I have to admit,
yeah,
I don't do it often.
Yeah.
But when I do eat at Chick-fil-A, which they're building right. one on the way to work now,
ooh.
I go in the suburbs yeah. and I act like Anastasia Beaverhausen from nice. Will and Grace. You know, nobody knows me there.
Right.
But I kind of feel like, but I also kind of sound like hypocritical because I kind of tell people, well, if we protested every company that did something wrong,
right,
we would never be doing anything.
No, that makes sense.
But I think there's levels of what is good and
there
bad.
Are.
Chick-fil-A
there
was pretty bad. I mean,
right.
It was pretty bad.
I didn't really eat Chick-fil-A to begin with, so to speak.
I mean, their chicken sandwiches are good, but they're not like crazy. Like, I'm not going to go there every day of thing.
Right.
But Uber, I kind of feel like they have a bigger audience. But
yeah, their scope is pretty wide. I don't know. Well, we'll see. Whenever I leave here, I will probably take a Lyft.
Probably.
Most likely, I will take a Lyft. I'm going to check what the prices are.
Right.
And do what works best for me.
You're
going
to check the prices, check your morals, and then be like, oh, let me go back to this price.
Right. No. If it's more than a dollar, we'll see.
So, okay. Well, I guess we're done for this week. There's not going to be a show next weekend, so you're going to go a week. If we get together on Monday or Tuesday, I can probably release the show on Wednesday, so it won't be so much of a break for people. But
okay,
we'll just see if we can get together.
Yeah.
I think that's it. This is Ricky.
This is Adam.
We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for getting foul with Foul Monkeys, and we hope you enjoyed the show.
You can send feedback, dick pics, or marriage proposals to foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
You can also leave us sexy messages or some really heavy breathing at 863-666-0377.
Ask us questions and interact with us on Twitter and Instagram with the handle @foulmonkeys.
You can also join us over at the Facebook page where things can get really, really dirty.
Thank you for listening, and we will talk to you soon.
Bye.
Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there. In-